Today is Friday, November 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's kick it off with a voicemail. How about it?
Adam, it's Scotty, Rosie Butler.
Hey, Scotty.
Gotta go and look at cars today. And I totally agree with you that you should never buy a new car. And it's very wise advice. And don't listen to Daniel, who always disagrees with everything you say. But COVID-19 has screwed up the entire car shopping world.
I know. Well, I hear.
So now a car that is 2 or 3 years old is only about $2,000, maybe $3,000 less than the exact same brand new model. So what am I going to do? All the bloody secondhand prices have skyrocketed. On a positive note, my car that I bought three and a half years ago, I will probably sell for the same, if not more, than I bought it for.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Okay, now don't get too excited. I'm not you. I'm not buying like $30,000, $40,000 cars. I just certainly don't have a sports car. But listen, so I really want to buy a wagon for Alan and Roxy so they can jump into the back easily. But the cheapest wagon, because nobody makes wagons anymore, because everybody wants an SUV.
Yeah, I was going to say, station
cheapest
wagon?
Cheapest wagon is an Skoda Octavia for $35,000, brand new.
I've never heard of that.
Ridiculous.
Ever.
The cheapest SUV is a Chinese brand, Havel, the Havel Jolion, or Jolion as I call them, and it's only $28,000. But the boot lip to get into the back of the car is quite high. What am I going to do? It's so annoying.
The boot lip?
And of course, I need to get a car loan. I haven't had a car loan for probably 20 years.
The boot lip.
Anyway, I know you won't have any practical advice because as a one percenter, you probably walk around with $30,000 cash in your wallet every day. But give me some advice. Thanks, bye.
You know, I was thinking...
Happy Thanksgiving, whenever that is. Happy Black Friday. Did you ever answer my message about that? Not sure. Bye.
I don't know. Did you call and ask a question about Black Friday? I don't know. Did you call? I don't have a... Oh, my gosh. If you left a voicemail message about... I don't even know. If you did... Because yours, you record them and then email them and... I don't know. I don't remember a question about Black Friday, but who knows? Well, this one, you just sent this today, and I'm literally playing this on today's show. So I don't know what your question was about Black Friday or whether I answered it or not, but we don't participate in the... Well, I don't participate in Black Friday as far as going to stores. I don't like crowds. And there is no way that I'm going to go stand in line and be trampled by people to put my hand on a television or something. Screw it. No, I'm not. Now, Cyber Monday, I will do sometimes if I because there are a lot of good sales online and I don't have to go anywhere. I feel like anyway, your advice about car, I feel like I'm not an expert. So in either cars or financing or money, any of those things. I mean, I am able to save now because I have a good job. And so I have, you know, all the savings and, you know, I'm doing all that and I'm, you know, have a 401k and all that kind of good stuff. But when it comes to buying a car, I was just always taught, you know, by my stepdad that when you drive a car off the lot, you lose a lot of value the minute you drive it off the lot when you buy a new one. And so you normally, you know, he would suggest buying a used one because then the dealership eats that, or, you know, whoever bought it before you basically eats that loss in value. But I know that now used cars are really expensive. So You know, I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know. I don't really have good advice. I know someone smarter than me or more. I've only bought a couple of cars in my life. I really have not bought it because I keep them for a really, I may buy sports cars, but I keep them for a really long time. So I'll give you an example. I had a Z3. I had a BMW Z3. And that was before I had the current job or anything like that. That was, I actually bought it when I was in college. And the reason is because I was in, a lot of you know, I was in an airplane crash. And I received a settlement for, you know, for being in an airplane crash from American Airlines. So I received some money. And even that, I bought a used car. I didn't buy a new one. But I had always wanted a Z3 since I had first seen it. And I don't know if it was in James Bond or I'm not really sure. But I bought a used one. But I bought that. I don't even remember. I bought it in maybe 97 or 98. No, it couldn't have been that early. Let's see. No. I was in the airplane crash in... So I probably bought it in like 03. Let's say that. Let's just say 03. And I did not get rid of that car. And I did pay cash because, again, I had a settlement from American Airlines, so I didn't have to make payments on it. But I think I kept that car for 15 years. 14 or 15 years, I kept it. And it literally stopped running, and that's why I got rid of it. So I imagine. So then I had to buy a car, and my 370Z, my very first car in high school was a used Nissan 240SX. And I know in Australia, this is going to mean nothing to you probably because the models are probably different. But the 370Z is basically in the same line of cars that they've just kept upgrading throughout the years and changing the numbers for Nissan. So, I started with the 240SX, in high school. I don't know what I said, 240SX. Then I got my Z3. Then I bought the 370Z, and I've had that for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now, maybe 3 years. And I don't plan on getting rid of that anytime soon. It's perfectly fine. It's a 2012 because I bought it used. So it was already, I don't know, 5 years old when I bought it, 5 or 6 years old when I bought it. So anyway, I keep cars for a really long time, and it wasn't that expensive because, again, I bought it used. But so that is not answering your question. So I would just look at, do you get any other perks for buying it new, like a warranty that you might want? If the model that you're looking at, the new version is only a couple of thousand more, but it also has like a warranty that maybe the used one does not have. A lot of times the manufacturer's warranty, or you'll get, free oil changes for a year or two. I don't know. I mean, just look at, I would just balance out the perks you're getting for buying a new one versus the price difference and see. I guess that's how I would make my decision, but I'm not planning on buying a new car or another car anytime soon. So hopefully used cars will go down again before I end up buying something. Thanks for the call, though. Yeah, no practical advice. Not because I'm a 1%er like you think I am, which I'm not, but just because I don't buy a lot of cars. Like, I just don't do that. To me, they're only a way to get from point A to point B, but I like to look sexy while doing it, so that's why I buy a sports car. And that's it. They're really impractical. I can't move anything. I can't fit anything in my cars. Even a suitcase is a struggle. If it's a large suitcase. Mark wants to buy a Tesla at some point, but who knows when, because he's frugal. I mean, I keep my cars for 15 years or whatever, but he is frugal, and he'll probably drive his current car until the wheels fall off. And so, he may be getting a Tesla in 20 years. Who knows? If they're even still around. All right. Well, thanks for the call again. Nothing, you know, since I recorded yesterday, nothing has really happened. I am enjoying, I will say, the show Succession. Dean Barney had said on Twitter that I should keep going, and Mark decided he wanted to watch it. So we watched the whole first season, and it did grow on me. Although I just want to say, there is not a redeemable person on that show. They are all evil. And it just makes you wonder, like, are all rich people? I mean rich. I don't mean one percenters. I mean, like, I own a media empire rich. You know, if those people are all just evil, horrible people. Because, man, on this show, they are, none of them are redeemable. None of them. But anyway, we're watching that. We started season two of that last night. And that's pretty much it. We did our walk and we ate dinner. Yesterday was Sydney's birthday. She turned 8. We've had Sydney for 8 years. We got her when we were we had moved into our first house together, Mark and I. And I think we had maybe lived in the house 6 months or something. And we decided to get a dog because we had a backyard with a fence. And so that's when we got Sydney. And we've moved, we've moved 3 times since then. So we rented a house. Then we moved into more of a condo situation that we rented for 2 years. So we had the house for 2 years. We probably would have stayed in the house, but the owner needed the house back. And so we had to move. So that was not really our decision. And she didn't renew our lease because she needed to move into the house. And we moved into condos. We lived there for 2 years. Those were the ones where we had no hot water basically all the time. And as soon as our lease ran out on that, we moved because we couldn't stand the water situation. Never got fixed. We moved into a townhome, which we really liked. You know, it was nice. But then we decided, and we were there for 2 years, and then we decided we were going to buy a house. And so now we're here, and we've lived here for a year. So anyway, Sydney's birthday was yesterday. We didn't do anything special because, I mean, a dog doesn't really know that it's their birthday. And one time we tried to go to, like, this doggy bakery and buy these little specialty dog cookies for her birthday. And she didn't eat them. She didn't like them. And so I'm like, well, we're not going to do that again. And then tonight, you know, I mentioned I've got a lot of prep work for tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner. I've got to bake a pumpkin pie. I'm probably going to cut up my potatoes for the mashed potatoes and put them in a sous vide bag with some heavy cream and butter and stuff. And then also I'm going to wrap my green beans. And so tonight we're going Wheel of Time, which is my favorite all-time book series. The TV show is starting on Amazon Prime today. They released the first 3 episodes. So tonight we're going to come upstairs and watch the first 3 episodes of that in the media room. So that's going to be fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, or no, Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.